19 Narawans, who have been facing charges over a protest 3 years ago, are seeking to have the charges thrown out. The long-delayed trial for the group, which had staged an anti-government protest outside Parliament in 2015, was meant to start on Monday, but it did not go ahead. The government had failed to comply with an order by a Supreme Court judge, Justice Muki, to make a $166,000 payment to cover some of the defendants' lawyers' costs. A spokesman for the Nauru 19, Matthew Bitsua, told Don Wiseman why they are now seeking a stay on the charges.
Following the decision from Judge Muti, we were expecting and hoping that the government would abide by the ruling and pay the funds that they were ordered to pay, so the pre-trial and the trial can proceed as scheduled. But all that has come to a stop now because the payment from the government was not forthcoming. And so we've instructed our lawyers and they've made a submission to the courts for the whole matter to be stayed, given the non-compliance of the government and given the non-payment. So that has been scheduled for July the 30th. So we're expecting our lawyers to arrive and expecting the judge to come back to Nauru to hear that. So that's next on the agenda for us.
When you say stayed, you mean permanently stayed?
Yes, we've put in a notice of motion to the courts to have our matter permanently stayed on the basis that it has taken a long time and also on the basis of the recent development where the judge had ordered the government to pay the legal fees for our lawyers to enable the trial to proceed and the government has not. And so on those basis, we've made an application for the permanent stay of the whole matter.
Yes, well, the government hasn't paid because the government has announced that it will appeal. And of course, there are difficulties there because it got rid of the Court of Appeal. So are there other developments happening in that regard?
I know that the government has made public its intention to appeal the decision from Judge Muki, and that's within their right. But as of today, we've heard nothing. I know that they had to rush through and publish in the Gazette the rules of the courts, of the new appellate court. That was gazetted only a few days ago. But as of today, we've heard nothing. Our lawyers have heard nothing on the appeal. So we are focusing on the next phase, which is our application to permanently stay the matter, which is heading before Judge Muti on July the 30th.
If you do get a permanent stay, that means effectively all of this legal carry-on going back over 3 years now, that will go.
Yeah, exactly. Permanent stay will mean that everything is permanently stayed.
Who will be hearing that application? Will it be Judge Muki?
Yes, so he's the trial judge. So he's the judge that has responsibility of this matter. So those applications for permanent stay, given the non-payment and all that, the history of the case, will go before him for him to consider our application. Our application is simply to have a permanent stay, given the length of time and given the non-compliance of the government and haven't paid.
That's Matthew Bitsua, a member of the so-called Nauru 19. Meanwhile, the Nauru government has established the island's own Court of Appeal after it ended links to Australia's highest court. New rules governing the conduct of appeals were published last week by the president of the Court of Appeal, Nauru Chief Justice Filimoni Jitoko. Other members of the court who remain to be sworn into office include the Chief Justice of Solomon Islands, Sir Albert Palmer, the Chief Justice of Kiribati, Sir John Muria, and Vincent Lunebeck, who is the Chief Justice of Vanuatu. The government says the new Court of Appeal is expected to be fully functional by October this year.